Joining us right now, live from Children's, Wisconsin, is Dr. Kari. Now, Dr. Kari, when I first met you, Dr. Kari, you were the president.
Yes.
of the medical group? Is that what the
of the primary care practice and the urgent care practice at Children's, Wisconsin?
But that's not your role anymore. You got another big promotion. Congratulations. And I want to tell you, this is a very important thing Dr. Kari is doing. Explain what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much. Actually, I want to start with thanking both of you and WKLH for all of the support that you've given the hospital. So yes, my new role, I'm the first chief mental and behavioral health officer for Children's, Wisconsin. And it's just an absolute honor to be able to serve in this role. And it's really a reflection of the organization's commitment to providing better mental health care,
right,
to be able to help our youth with the crises that we're facing right now.
And it is, I don't know how to say it, it's insidious. It's far more prevalent than mm-hmm. people know. And we know that statistically, and because of the work you and your team have been doing, you're able to actually point some of these. The numbers actually are quite shocking. I think people would be shocked about it.
Yeah, it's staggering. And, you know, one of the things is that so I'm a general pediatrician by training. And, mm-hmm. you know, when we look back the last couple of decades, we've been seeing the sort of slow increase in the needs for mental health care for our children. And just this last decade, it's exploded. And so in 2017, we took on sort of this mission to say, what are we going to do about this crisis? And started to really invest in thinking about how we're going to serve our kids. In 2019, we actually ended up making a large commitment to our community to say, in the next 5 years, we're going to invest $150 million and really create resources for our kids. And so luckily, we had all of that started in place before the pandemic happened. And the COVID-19 pandemic has just exponentially increased the crises for our kids and youth and young adults. And so we're really worried about this right now and want to make sure that we're doing the commitment that we need to do.
And we need to really put that out in the forefront, I think, because we are in 2022 in a time where this is not embarrassing. It's not, you're not the only one. You shouldn't feel bad about it. This should be like number one topic that we have with our kids, because it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to have those feelings and to ask for help and to know that you're not the only one and to know that there's some place like the Children's has the walk-in clinic now mm-hmm. where patients can walk in and be seen and discuss their problems
Dr. Kari, what do you do? How do you detect, talk about what caregivers ask some of the patients and some of the things that came to light whenever you and your team decided to start probing.
Yeah. And so thank you, Doreen. That is so important. That is one of the things that we really are focusing on, is reducing the stigma around the conversations around mental health. And really going upstream, looking for these problems early on, because children are so great about hiding their feelings. And, you know, oftentimes you're caught by surprise when you realize the depth of their, you know, sort of the distress around anxiety and depression. So one of the things we started to do in our primary care offices was actually a depression screen for our teenagers. And time and time again, we were surprised by, you know, really well-functioning children that nobody had any idea. Great grades, you know, doing great in their curricular activities,
right,
and then would realize that they had depression. And so that's a big focus of ours, is really being able to diagnose and recognize these problems early by doing screening as often as we can in different settings. So we do it in our primary care offices. We're screening in our emergency room. So you come in for a sprained ankle and we could recognize that you have depression and be able to get the resources that people with the children need.
And for those who don't know this, many of you may have seen it, but CBS 60 Minutes featured Children's Wisconsin just recently. I'm talking like in the last couple of weeks. Can you give us some perspective on what that feature was about and what they focused on?
Sure. Actually, that was really exciting for all of us, yeah. Of course.
I was excited, too.
So, and actually, just it should be very exciting for our community, because I think the stars of that show were really the children and the parents, mm-hmm. who were just so great about talking about their journeys. So the 60 Minutes, the producers of the show actually came to us because of a news item about the Craig Yabuki Walk-In Clinic. And so the walk-in clinic is sort of first of its kind in the state. And, you know, when you reflect back, most people, when they tell their story about mental health care, will sort of talk about the fact that they had a crisis. And at the point of crisis, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know where to go. And right. So the walk-in clinic is a place where children can come in every afternoon, 3 to 9 p.m. We're open, and you can come in with a guardian and get care immediately. So it's not where you get your ongoing care, but you sort of get that immediately. You get some tools to help you with, and we can help families make sure that kids are safe. So 60 Minutes recognized this as an innovative program, and they came here to talk to us. And then they realized that we were doing a few other things that were kind of neat and innovative. And so one of them is the Integrated Mental Behavioral Health Program, where we have behavioral health team members embedded in our primary care offices, working side by side with our pediatricians, so that when a problem is identified, we can actually provide that care right away. And we're just so grateful to the Yabuki Family Foundation for helping fund that, mm-hmm. and let us really accelerate the pace of being able to bring these in. And it's been an incredibly successful model. And then they featured our emergency room mental health crisis team. So safety concerns, we actually have a behavioral health team there to help them.
Dr. Kari, really important. When you encounter a child who's having distress, emotional, mental issues, and you're trying to deal with that, do you ever get any blowback from, in other words, the stigma you mentioned, is that stigma still pervasive? It's still out there. It is.
It is. And you know what we find is really interesting is our children are doing better about talking about things.
Sure.
They're much more open. They're much more willing to say, hey, I need help. You know, it's just, I think the older generations,
yeah, exactly.
the grandparents are having a little trouble catching up. But I would say that, you know, if the last 2 years, I think we've really recognized that this is one of the areas that we need to focus on for our kids.
Especially because of the pandemic, right?
Yep. Absolutely, because of the pandemic. I mean, you know, just the all of the elements of the pandemic where children just didn't have a normal life for a while, right?
Well, and I think that actually makes it a little bit easier then now for the kids to talk about it with their friends, because they all went
through it.
Abnormal experience,
yeah.
And then they can maybe recognize in their friends, too, that they might have a need.
Yeah, and it is one of the things that I think is much more openly discussed. And I think a lot more conversation on the national front as well. I mean, the 60 Minutes episode, you know, sort of signifies that everybody across the country is worried about the kids.
Mm-hmm. Is there something you would like parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles out there to know if they think they recognize something? Should they contact someone? What would you suggest?
Yeah, so a few things. One is really make it comfortable for children to talk about it. So make sure you're talking about your feelings, making sure you're getting care for yourself. The pandemic's been hard on everybody.
Right.
And actually, this was a mental health crisis that was coming along far before the pandemic. Uh-huh. You can't be healthy if you're not taking care of your mental health. So
right, yeah.
It really, really is important to create that space. And then, of course, Children's Wisconsin, our website, has numerous resources right there. So the Shine Through page has some pretty phenomenal videos and resources and blogs. We try really hard to put that out there. And of course, the walk-in clinic. So if you are, you know, if you feel your child's in crisis, please come in. Please get the help you need, because mm-hmm. we want to make sure that the kids stay healthy.
Dr. Kari, you and your team doing wonderful work. Continue to do that. We all need it. The kids are our future. We need them healthy and happy with great mental outlooks. And honestly, it's so innovative what they're doing here at Children's Wisconsin. The reason 60 Minutes comes here and does a national feature is because of the innovations, is because you mentioned this model. This is a national model now. This is a model that other facilities aspire to bring to their campus, and let's hope that happens.
Yeah, and you know, the community's been so wonderful to us over the years. It's allowed us to be able to create resources, all of our primary care offices. Putting in a behavioral health consultant there now actually reaches more children than any other model in the country. And so we work very closely with other children's hospitals because this is a team effort. Making our kids healthier, really working on mental health is a team effort. Mm-hmm. We all have to do this together. So.
Well, thank you for being part of our broadcast team today. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much,
Dave
and
Darian.
It's a pleasure.
Once again, we're at Children's Wisconsin. This is the 24th year of the Miracle Marathon, your chance to sincerely make a difference in the lives of these kids and their families. Make the phones ring right now. The Miracle Marathon continues on KLH.